Try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait. Will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
Never
insulin
Never eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by
30%. Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. That's Signos.com with code SPARK. Signos.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right, so today we're diving deep into neighbor dynamics,
right?
Or maybe the lack thereof.
Right.
Basically, we're going to be focusing on this one particular listener's experience from the Nightmare Neighbors podcast.
Interesting.
And this is a truly difficult neighbor.
Oh boy.
Yeah, you're going to be stepping into their shoes, basically, and experiencing this whole thing firsthand.
Yeah.
Like this escalating and increasingly strange conflict firsthand.
I'm ready.
So picture this. All right, you've got this new neighbor, moves in a single mom.
Right.
Seemed quiet at first.
All right.
But then things took a turn. Buckle up, because this one gets wild.
Okay, let's do it.
It started with this nightly ritual at 10 p.m. every night.
Oh, no.
Screaming, crashing, all kinds of unsettling noises.
Really?
Can you imagine trying to get to sleep?
Every night at 10 p.m.
Every night.
That's awful.
I know.
Yeah, that unpredictability can be so unsettling. Keeps you on edge, wondering what's happening. Is someone hurt? Should I intervene?
No.
That constant tension can really wear you down.
And our listener was definitely getting worn down. For sure.
Yeah.
So it gets even weirder. They actually catch the neighbor outside one night, ranting with a meat cleaver.
Oh my God.
About a no good neighbor.
Oh, wow.
And guess what? It turns out she was talking about our listener.
No way.
Yeah.
That's scary.
That's a chilling realization, right?
Yeah, it's not just random noise anymore.
Right.
It's targeted. It's personal.
Hey, it shifts that whole dynamic.
Yeah.
So the listener tries to address the noise issue politely.
Don't we?
But the neighbor's response was anything but neighborly.
Oh, really?
She became manipulative.
Oh, no.
Even menacing.
Wow.
And then there were these 3 a.m. texts. I need help. I'm losing it.
Oh, God.
It's like she was trying to play on the listener's empathy, you know?
Right.
Knowing they'd be vulnerable in the middle of the night.
Oh, totally.
Like, who's thinking straight at 3 a.m.?
Exactly. It's a classic manipulation tactic.
Isn't it?
It preys on someone's desire to help, especially when they're exhausted.
Right.
Already on edge from the other disturbances.
And you don't know what's real and what's not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Is that push and pull.
Yeah.
Hard to know what's genuine.
Totally.
What's a ploy for attention.
Oh. And then came the blender incident.
What?
At 1 a.m.
Oh, no.
Listener goes over to complain.
Yeah.
And the neighbor's justification.
What is it?
I need this smoothie.
Really? A smoothie at 1 a.m.?
I know.
Oh, that's so inconsiderate.
It's almost comical, but like in a really disturbing way.
I know.
It shows a complete disregard for others and their right to peace and quiet.
Totally, at that point.
You have to wonder what's really going on with this person.
Right.
And that's when things take a really bizarre turn.
Okay.
Fish heads start appearing on the fence. Then came the gifts.
Oh.
Gifts expired milk.
Okay.
Old shoes.
Blech.
And the pièce de résistance, a taxidermied squirrel. I mean, what do you even make of that?
I don't even know.
I know.
That's so strange.
Yeah.
It's symbolic, though, for sure.
Yeah.
Like a twisted attempt at communication.
Yeah.
Fish heads, death, decay.
Yeah.
Expired milk, you know, basic necessity gone bad.
Right.
Old shoes representing someone else's footsteps.
Huh.
Maybe even a way to, like, walk in their space.
Right.
And that taxidermied squirrel, well, that's just creepy.
Yeah.
It could be asserting dominance, trying to instill fear and confusion.
It definitely had that effect.
Right.
And on top of all this, the police were being called constantly. But it was the neighbor calling.
Oh, wow.
Blaming our listener for her own problems.
Oh, God.
Claiming their negative energy was causing her distress.
Oh, gosh.
So frustrating.
That's textbook gaslighting.
Yeah.
Like psychological manipulation.
Yeah.
Where the abuser makes the victim doubt their own sanity, their perceptions of reality.
It really is.
It's a way to shift blame.
Yeah.
Control the narrative and isolate the victim.
And the isolation just kept getting worse.
Really?
The neighbor's daughter vandalized the listener's car.
Oh my gosh.
And then came this chilling note. You don't know who you're messing with.
Wow.
It wasn't just about noise anymore. This was like a real threat.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
At this point, it's not just a nuisance.
Yeah.
It's not a strange personality quirk.
Right.
It's escalated.
Totally.
Into something much darker.
Yeah.
Something that demands to be taken seriously.
For sure.
Safety has to become a priority.
Yeah. So the listener finally gets a restraining order.
Okay.
But that didn't seem to deter the neighbor at all.
Really?
In fact, things escalated to a whole new level of creepy.
Oh, no.
It's the middle of the night.
Okay.
Our listener hears chanting.
Chanting.
Coming from right outside their window.
Wow.
And it's not just any chanting. It's specific words directed at them, like some kind of curse or hex wishing misfortune upon them.
What?
I know it's like something out of a horror movie.
That's terrifying.
It is.
That taps into a primal fear.
It does.
The fear of the unknown, the unseen.
Yeah.
The idea that someone might be trying to control you or harm you
right.
through supernatural means.
Right.
Whether or not you believe in that stuff.
Right.
The psychological impact is undeniable.
Totally. And this is where the listener finally snaps.
Oh, wow.
They've tried everything.
Really?
The police,
yeah.
The housing association, even reaching out to the neighbor's family.
Wow.
Nothing worked.
Oh, no.
They were at their wit's end.
So what did they do?
So they decided to fight back.
Oh, really?
But instead of stooping to the neighbor's level,
okay.
They found a creative, nonviolent way to turn the tables. They created their own symphony of noise.
What?
Recordings of the neighbors screaming.
Okay.
The leaf blower drowning out her phone calls.
Oh, yeah.
Opera blasting whenever she got loud.
That's amazing.
It was like fighting fire with fire, but in this brilliant and unexpected way.
I love it.
Yeah.
There's a certain poetic justice to that. Using her own tactics against her.
Exactly.
It disrupts her game.
Yeah.
Takes away her power.
Right.
Forces her to confront the consequences of her own actions.
It all culminated in a final confrontation.
Okay.
Police were called.
Yeah.
And this time they saw through the neighbor's act.
Oh, good.
She was finally arrested.
Wow. What a relief.
I bet. But I can't help but wonder.
Yeah.
About the lasting impact.
Right.
The trauma, the anxiety, the feeling of being constantly on edge.
I know.
Those things don't just disappear overnight.
They don't.
There's a sense of peace, of course.
Yeah.
But it's fragile.
Totally. It makes you think.
Who is it?
How common are these situations?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And what resources are available for people going through similar things?
Exactly. We'll definitely be delving into that further.
Yeah.
As we continue this deep dive.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too.
It'll be interesting to unpack all of that.
For sure. The psychology of neighbor conflicts.
Right.
The legal options.
Yep.
The strategies for reclaiming your peace of mind.
It's all important stuff.
It is. We'll be right back after a quick break.
You know, it's fascinating how this story really gets to you, that like primal fear.
Yeah.
You know, of the unknown, the unpredictable.
Right.
The idea that someone right next door, someone you should be able to trust to be a decent person, could totally turn your world upside down.
It's like a horror movie, but in real life.
Yeah, exactly.
You're trapped. You can't escape. And the threat is right there on the other side of the wall.
And what's so crazy is it starts out so normal.
Right.
A new neighbor moves in. A single mom. Seems like she's just trying to make it work.
Totally.
You would never guess that it would turn into this nightmare.
Fish heads and chanting.
Exactly.
You think you know your neighbors.
Right.
But then this story happens and it's like, whoa, it could happen to any of us.
It really could.
We all have neighbors and you just assume a basic level of respect and boundaries.
Yeah. And when those boundaries are broken like that, it can be really unsettling.
It makes you question everything. Totally. Like, am I overreacting? Is this really happening?
And that's exactly what gaslighting is all about.
Right.
Making you doubt your own reality.
We touched on it earlier.
Yeah.
But let's go a little deeper.
Okay.
How does that tactic actually work?
Well, it's all about planting those seeds of doubt.
Okay.
The abuser will deny what the victim is experiencing, contradict them, make them question their own memories, their sanity.
It's so messed up.
It is.
And in this case, like that neighbor calling the police on the listener.
Yeah.
Blaming them for her own problems.
Exactly.
That's the perfect example.
It is. It's a way to shift the blame.
Right.
Make the victim look unstable.
Exactly.
And isolate them even further from getting support.
And it's so insidious because it preys on that very human desire to make sense of things.
Of course.
Especially when they are scary and don't make sense.
Right. You're constantly searching for that logical explanation.
Yeah.
But sometimes there just isn't one.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're dealing with someone who is deeply troubled, which is me.
Yeah.
And that's when you have to put your own safety and well-being first.
Absolutely.
And knowing your legal options becomes essential.
Speaking of legal options.
Yeah.
Our listener got a restraining order.
Right.
But it didn't really seem to do anything.
Unfortunately, that's how it goes sometimes.
Why is that?
A restraining order is just a piece of paper.
Yeah.
It only works if the other person actually cares.
Right.
It can deter some people, but it doesn't physically stop anyone from doing anything.
So what can you do if you're in that situation, you know, facing harassment threats, feeling unsafe in your own home?
It can feel so overwhelming.
It really can.
The most important thing is documentation.
Okay.
Write down everything.
Everything.
Dates, times, what happened, any witnesses.
Okay.
Our listener was smart to record those incidents.
Yeah.
That kind of evidence is really valuable.
Especially if you have to get the police involved.
Exactly. It shows that there's a pattern of behavior.
Not just like a one-time thing.
Yeah.
Right. And don't be afraid to call the police if you're feeling threatened.
Oh,
even if they can't do anything right away.
Yeah.
Having that police report filed creates a record.
It shows that you're serious too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Another thing you can do is contact your homeowners association or your landlord.
Okay.
They often have ways to handle these kinds of disputes.
Right.
And they can step in or at least try to mediate.
That's good to know.
Yeah. And remember, you're not alone in this.
It can feel that way though.
It can, but there are people and resources that can help you.
Like what kinds of support are out there?
Well, there are organizations like the National Center for Victims of Crime.
Okay.
They offer help and guidance for people who are experiencing harassment and stalking.
That's good to know.
And there are lots of online forums and communities where people share their stories and advice.
Yeah.
And sometimes just knowing that other people have gone through something similar can be really powerful.
Yeah. It makes you feel less alone.
Exactly. It reinforces that you're not crazy.
Yeah.
And that you're not overreacting.
Your feelings are valid.
Yes. And there are things you can do.
Yeah.
To take back your peace of mind.
So even when you're dealing with something as awful as a nightmare neighbor, there's still hope.
There is.
That's good to hear. It can be easy to feel powerless in these situations.
It's true. But you're not powerless.
Right.
You are resilient.
Yeah.
You're able to adapt to cope. And that's powerful in itself.
It is. And sometimes you need a little creative retaliation.
Like our listener's symphony of noise.
It was brilliant.
It was.
Not what you'd expect, but definitely effective.
Speaking of effectiveness,
yeah.
It makes you wonder, how common are these extreme neighbor situations, really?
I was just thinking that.
Yeah.
Do we know how widespread this problem is?
That's a good question.
It feels like everyone has a neighbor story.
It does, doesn't it?
Maybe not as extreme as this one.
Right.
But we've all had those moments of friction, annoyance, or even concern with the people next door. So while there's no like official data on nightmare neighbors,
yeah,
it definitely seems more common than we'd like to think.
I think so too.
It just reminds you that even in this digital world we live in,
yeah,
we can't escape those real life community connections.
Right.
And they can be both good and bad.
So how do we encourage more positive neighborly relationship?
Yeah. How do we keep things from turning into these nightmares?
Communication is so important.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to reach out to your neighbors.
Yeah.
Introduce yourself. Try to build some kind of connection.
Well,
even small things like saying hello, offering to help with groceries.
Yeah.
Just acknowledging their presence can make a difference.
Right. It helps create that sense of community.
Exactly.
Makes it less likely that things will escalate.
And if a conflict does come up.
Yeah.
Address it directly.
Okay.
And be respectful.
Okay.
Don't let things fester.
Right.
A simple conversation can often clear things up.
Avoid resentment.
Exactly.
But what if talking doesn't work? What if it becomes threatening or harassing like it did for our listener?
Then remember, you've got options.
Okay.
Don't just suffer in silence.
Yeah, true.
Reach out to law enforcement or community organizations or even your friends and family.
Yeah.
Having someone on your side, someone to advocate for you, can make a huge difference.
It's so important to remember that you're not alone.
Absolutely.
You don't have to go through this by yourself.
And sometimes the best tool you have is your own inner strength.
Yeah.
Your ability to adapt, to cope, to find ways to protect yourself and the people you care about.
So even when you're facing something as scary as a nightmare neighbor, you can find hope.
You can.
There are steps you can take to feel safe and peaceful again.
Exactly. Because you deserve to feel secure and respected in your own home.
Absolutely.
No one should have to live in fear of their neighbor.
It's true. And sometimes that means taking action, getting help, and reminding yourself that you're not alone. This deep dive has been a wild ride.
It has.
We've explored that dark side of being neighbors. The psychology behind these conflicts.
Right.
And ways to protect yourself.
Important stuff.
Before we wrap up this part, though.
Yeah.
I want to go back to something you mentioned.
Okay.
The psychological impact of these situations.
Right.
Can you talk more about how these experiences can affect your mental and emotional health?
Of course.
Okay.
It's really important to remember that going through harassment.
Yeah.
Or feeling unsafe in your own home.
Right.
Can have a huge impact on your mental health.
I bet.
We tend to focus on the fear and anxiety.
Right.
Which are totally valid.
Of course.
But there can be longer term effects too.
Like what?
Well, you might become hypervigilant.
Okay.
Like constantly on alert for potential threats.
Right.
It can make it hard to relax to sleep.
Yeah.
You feel on edge all the time.
That makes sense.
And you might even have symptoms of PTSD.
Really?
Like flashbacks, nightmares, intrusive thoughts about what happened.
That sounds awful.
It can be. And if you're struggling with those kinds of symptoms, it's really important to get professional help.
Okay.
A therapist can give you support, coping mechanisms, strategies for managing anxiety and trauma.
Right.
They can help you process what you went through.
Yeah.
Work through all the emotional stuff.
That's so important.
It is. And remember, there's no shame in asking for help.
Right.
It actually takes a lot of strength to reach out for support.
I think that's a really great point.
And even if you haven't been through something as extreme as our listener's story, any conflict with a neighbor can be really stressful.
Right.
So don't hesitate to get support if you need it.
Good advice.
There are resources out there to help you deal with those challenges.
And get your peace of mind back.
Exactly.
I think that's a great place to stop for now.
Okay.
Before we move on to the last part of our deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with something to think about.
Okay.
Imagine you were in our listener's shoes.
Okay.
You've tried everything and nothing worked.
Right.
Would you have done that symphony of noise thing? It's a tough question.
It is.
What would you have done differently?
That's a good question.
It makes you think about your own boundaries.
Yeah.
How much you're willing to put up with.
Right.
And how you balance empathy with protecting yourself.
It's a delicate balance.
So we're back. And we've been talking about this pretty intense story.
Yeah.
This nightmare neighbor situation.
Right. It went from like everyday annoyances to something really disturbing.
It really did. And, you know, it's easy to think of neighbor problems as just like petty arguments.
Yeah.
But this story really shows how much they can affect you.
Totally.
Like your mental health.
Your sense of safety.
Yeah, exactly. And even your physical well-being.
Right. The constant stress.
Yeah.
The lack of sleep.
Yeah.
Feeling unsafe in your own home.
It all adds up.
It really does.
And we can't forget about those manipulation tactics, like gaslighting.
It's a form of abuse.
It is.
It can really mess with your confidence.
Yeah, and your sense of self.
Exactly.
This whole deep dive has been crazy.
It has.
But it's shown us how important it is to know what to do if you're in a similar situation.
Right.
We've talked about communicating.
Setting boundaries.
Yeah. But what are some other proactive steps people can take?
Well, prevention is key.
Okay.
If you can get to know your neighbors, build some sense of community, it can go a long way in preventing conflicts from happening in the first place.
That makes sense.
Right.
So like introduce yourself.
Yeah. Offer to help out.
Okay.
Just exchange greetings.
Right. Those little things can make a difference.
They establish a foundation of respect and consideration.
But what if that doesn't work?
Right.
And a conflict comes up.
Then documentation is super important.
Okay.
Write down everything.
Like what?
Dates, times.
Okay.
Exactly what happened.
Okay.
And if anyone saw it.
Witnesses.
Exactly. This record can be really helpful.
Especially if you have to get the police involved.
Or if you have to take legal action.
Right. It's all about having proof. Okay. So don't hesitate to get help if you feel unsafe.
Right.
The police are there to protect you.
They are. And even if they can't do anything right away.
Yeah.
Filing a report creates a record.
And it shows you're serious.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And don't forget about other resources.
Like what?
Homeowners associations.
Right.
They often have ways to deal with these kinds of disputes.
Okay.
And there are community mediation services too.
Right.
They can help people talk it out and find solutions.
So it's important to remember, you don't have to go through this alone.
Exactly.
There are people who can help.
From law enforcement to community organizations to mental health professionals.
Yeah.
They can all help you cope with the stress and navigate the legal system.
And there's also your own support network.
Absolutely.
Your friends and family.
Online communities.
Yeah. Sometimes just talking to someone who gets it can make a huge difference.
It's that feeling of knowing you're not alone.
And that your feelings are valid.
Exactly. And it reminds you that you have options.
Yeah.
That you can take control and find your peace of mind again.
This has really shown us the importance of connection.
It has.
Both in our communities and with people who can support us.
When things get rough.
Yeah. It's a reminder that even when scary things happen, we can find ways to cope, to be strong, and to create a safer environment for ourselves and our families.
And sometimes that means being creative.
Like our listener's Symphony of Noise.
It was brilliant.
It worked.
It shows you can fight back without being violent or aggressive.
So as we wrap this up, I want to leave our listeners with something to think about.
Okay.
Next time you see your neighbor, just take a second to acknowledge them.
Yeah.
Smile, wave, hello.
It could make a difference.
You never know, a small act of kindness could help build that sense of community.
And maybe even prevent a nightmare.
Exactly. So on that note, we'll say goodbye for now.
Okay.
Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay connected.
To your community?
In a good way, of course.
Of course.
And may we all have neighbors who appreciate a good night's sleep.
Absolutely.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
never
insulin
eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.